Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III from LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast of Gospel in a Minute. As Paul and Silas continued on their second missionary journey, they arrived in Thessalonica in Greece. I read from Acts 17, 1-3. Paul and Silas then traveled through the towns of Amphipolis and Apollonia and came to Thessalonica, where there was a Jewish synagogue. As was Paul's custom, he went to the synagogue service, and for three Sabbaths in a row, he used it, the scriptures, to reason with the people. He explained the prophecies and proved that the Messiah must suffer and rise from the dead. He said, "This Jesus I'm telling you about is the Messiah." Principle: be reasonable. Paul used the scriptures to try to convince people of the reasonableness of the gospel message concerning Jesus' identity as the Jewish Messiah, whose death and resurrection provides salvation for the entire world. There is a divine logic to the gospel, but only those whose eyes and hearts have been opened by the Holy Spirit can perceive it. If a person or group already accepts the authority of the Bible, using its logic is possible. I read from 1 Corinthians 2, 6-8. "Yet when I am among mature believers, I do speak with words of wisdom, but not the kind of wisdom that belongs to the world or to the rulers of the world, who are soon forgotten. No, the wisdom we speak is the mystery of God, His plan that was previously hidden, even though He made it for our ultimate glory before the world began. But the rulers of this world have not understood it. If they had, they would not have crucified our glorious Lord." If there is no common ground regarding the validity of the Bible, one can still declare the truth about Jesus in the hope that the Holy Spirit will open hearts and enable our hearers to understand and believe. Such a breakthrough is always a miracle.